Welcome to the Naked Relationship Podcast. I'm Adam.
And I'm Kelly.
And this is episode 1-5. Uno cinco. I don't know how to actually say it in Spanish, so I'm just going to break it down like that. Again, we are in 2019, and not everybody has social media, but we do. And we'd love for you to follow us. Our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram is TNR Podcasts. That's TNR Podcast, but plural. Our email is to be determined because we can never, more specifically, I can never remember it. But on our new website that hopefully by the end of the time you're listening to this episode, we'll have it live. And you can just submit questions to us from there. You can also, if you're listening on the Anchor app, you can submit questions through Anchor. It's a podcast app we use for distribution and all that fun stuff. So in this episode, we're going to talk about what exactly, dear?
Well, we haven't given the name to the episode, so I'm not really sure, but, like, a tentative thing, like, lessons learned so far by playing alone, mostly me, and the things I've gone through that we've integrated, and to combat those.
So do you want to start with the first scenario? We've got three big ones that we're going to talk about here.
What three big ones?
Well, this one, that one, and that one. I'm pointing to our, so we have cuatro, I apologize. Lo siento.
Yeah, four big things to talk about.
Yeah. Okay. So you want to start off with, the first one is a scenario as a whole that requires some context, and so Kelly's going to...
I'm going to set this up for you.
She going to set it up like a Priory Society playroom.
So the way I meet guys, which is the only way I've been using for the past couple weeks, is via Bumble. And I'm sure most of you know how Bumble works. You swipe right on the guy that you like. They like you back. You match. Ooh. And the girl is the one to initiate conversation. And Bumble had just recently started, like, giving you little, like, cute questions to ask or prompts to say to the guys. But listen, that's if you really want to get to know someone. I'm not trying to do that. So I sent a simple hi and a smiley face, okay? That is how I slide into your DMs. So this guy, his name is John.
The Baptist.
John the Baptist. And he seemed cute. So I swiped right on his profile. He is about 30 years old. And I let him know our dynamic and see if he's down. And he is. He was actually in the lifestyle a little bit. So I thought this was a perfect opportunity to grasp, since he knows a little bit about the lifestyle, and it was just, like, I felt like it was a good positive situation. So I texted Adam saying that I was going to meet up with him, and I gave him the address, and I met up with him. First of all, one of the things that I don't like is smoking.
He's a smoker and not a midnight smoker.
He is a smoker, so his apartment smelled like smoke, but he seemed really nice. And, we started talking. We hung out on his porch and started talking about, like, the lifestyle and how that was going with his previous relationship and if it was a positive thing or a negative thing, things like that. And, then we get on to the the down and dirty, and we did our thing.
Ooh.
And gave me some very nice compliments. And that was it. I went on my way. I called Adam afterwards, let him know what went down, and then we met up, and yeah, we did our thing afterwards. So throughout this time, the guy was, like, messaging me on Kick, because he had a Kick, and I always like to try to message guys on Kick, because I don't like giving out my phone number. I feel like that's also a boundary for us, to not give out phone numbers, and Kick is just where we do all our communicating for our play stuff. So he was just messaging me on Kick, giving me some really nice compliments, but they started to, like, get too friendly, and...
Like, more personal and, like, yeah. Hey, kind of like you could tell he was crushing.
Yeah, I could tell he was, like, maybe getting a little baby crushed because apparently I know how to ride dick really well.
Yeah, but so. He wasn't, like, well, later on in the story when we talk about meeting up, all three of us, we'll talk a little bit more about that, but keep going.
Yeah, so he was just, like, getting a little bit more crush, like, flirty with me. And kind of played it off. I don't really know if I knew. Like, I knew deep down maybe he was crushing a little bit, but I guess I didn't really, like, see it as much as you did. Mm-hmm. So, we talked about maybe doing a possible threesome, and so that weekend, Adam and I went to a swingers bar that we usually go to every month, and I let him know about it, and he's actually been there before. So, I thought, hey, we should, like, all meet up, see if we, like, vibe with each other, if the guys got along.
For a potential threesome.
Yes. So, we're at the bar.
And we also had a group of friends with us.
Yeah,
as
we were with a group of friends.
Well, we had our friends that were on our podcast recently, Destiny and Daniel. They were with us, and we also ended up making some GBFs that night, which they are fucking awesome.
Gay best friends.
Yeah, damn right.
Yeah.
And
they were cool as shit.
So they were also, like, we never met them before, but they were hanging out in our little group with Destiny and Daniel and us.
Yeah, we were having a blast.
And then eventually,
talking.
Did you say his name or no?
I did.
Okay, so John the Baptist. shows up, and you know, everything's fine at first, and then he starts talking to me about fucking you and how he fucked you and how you liked it, and I tried giving him the benefit of the doubt, like, this is his first time meeting the other partner, you know, maybe he's just a little nervous. And then eventually, like, I stopped talking to him at all. Like, I used my phone as an excuse. I was like, oh, I have to do my Spanish lessons on my phone because I'm using Duolingo to learn Spanish.
Yay.
And I'm on like a 6-month streak actually of doing it. So it's kind of important to me at this point. So I'm like, well, I should do this instead of talk to you. So I use that as an excuse. And then eventually he also told me that he came on your face, which you had told me that he came in a condom, which I took your word. And so that was another thing that
I let you know, babe, that he came in my mouth.
There's also cum in the condom, which I found later. So, but anyway,
okay.
I heard he came in the condom. And then later on that night, he grabbed Destiny's ass twice, non-consensually.
Yeah.
And then later on asked to make out with her or something like that. And so he kind of gave Destiny and Daniel and me, as well as our new GBFs, the wrong vibe.
Yeah.
And we had tried to, you know, kind of tell you, like, no, but you're still kind of, like, in the moment, like, kind of defensive about it.
I was also drunk as shit.
Yeah. And, but you're also, you told me, like, a couple days later that you felt like we were attacking your judge of character, which wasn't the case. It was just simply the fact that this guy was acting like an asshole,
mm-hmm.
and nobody liked it.
Yeah.
And so, and another thing that I didn't like about this guy, which probably should have been a red flag from the get-go,
yeah,
was when you got home from fucking him,
mm-hmm.
you came home, and I was like, babe, I really want you to sit on my face. So you did.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I found the condom.
The condom was left in fucking side me, and he did not say a word. I didn't notice, because I thought, like, he took it off, threw it away. But it was left inside me. How do you not know when the condom slides off your dick and stays in her pussy? Like, how do you not know, and how do you not tell her? Okay?
I mean, that happened to me one time, but I told her.
Yeah.
And then I tried to dig it out. Like, you know? But it's like, you know, I understand, you know, like, sometimes things happen.
Yeah, things happen. But you let the other person know.
But then you were all paranoid for about a week that you had an STD, and
yeah.
you thought it was something that it wasn't.
Yeah, so, because my throat started getting sore, I was like, I sucked his dick, like, he came in my mouth, and I swallowed it, like, and I was concerned that I might have gotten an STD, because my tonsils were swollen, like, they didn't look like strep, and I was just getting paranoid. So I went to the doctor, I told her, hey, I might have strep, but I also might have, like, an STD. Can you check me? And she's like, yeah, girl, I got you. Give you some steroids.
It's exactly how the conversation went, too.
And she also drew my blood, and I did a pee test to check for any STDs. It came back positive for fucking gonorrhea.
Which we are totally clear of now. It's treatable.
It's treatable.
It has about a 2-day treatment window.
Lord.
You know, and then we told the people that we'd played with.
Yeah, which is the responsible thing to do, guys. Hey, if you got an STD, you tell people that you should go get checked, okay?
It's not easy, but it's definitely the right and respectful thing to do.
Exactly.
So, I got tested. I came back negative. And but as well treated. As one of my partners came back negative. The other one, I don't think he ended up getting tested, but...
So you're not going to play with him again, right?
Right. Okay. So, but the... Then we tried telling the John the Baptist guy.
Yeah.
And he just completely, like, blew it off.
Yeah. And I asked the other... Like, I let other people know that I, that I got tested. And they all got tested but him. So I'm pretty sure he is the one that gave it to me. And I let him know that, like, sometimes it doesn't have any symptoms and that you should still go get tested. But he kind of... blew it off, but I did my I did my duty and I told him.
Yeah.
So that's all on him now.
But like another thing that we learned from that is kind of like always make sure that the condom is on. and another one is kind of tell everything all at once, as well as one of the biggest takeaways is we are no longer just going to match with you and fuck the shit out of you. We're going to match with you, get cafefe or drinks first, and then take our pants off if we feel it goes that direction.
Yeah.
So that's one of the bigger things. And over here, we have some other lessons. One of them we kind of hit on our last podcast, which is reassurance. I, more than Kelly, need a lot of reassurance. I'm very...
jealous?
I wouldn't say jealous, it's just my love language is quality time, mm-hmm. and so I want all of that I can get with you, which I know sounds clingy, but it's probably kind of clingy, but...
thank you.
Anyway.
I realize this.
And then another one that we learned is if there's a stoppage in play for a little bit, but there's going to be a continuation, we will text each other and let each other know, say, hey, look, not forgetting about you, but... this is what's going on.
Yeah. And this is not for everyone. This is just what we do and what works best for us. And this has worked really awesome so far with us. So everyone's different.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to follow our rules. This is just what we do.
Yeah. And I think the last one is don't play when exhausted. Because I think you tried to one day and you, like, you're going to film a blowjob video for me. Like, you blowing him. And I was, like, all excited for it. And, like... it kind of felt like there was also a breakdown in communication.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you had went to work the night before on, like, 2 hours of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And you worked a 12-hour shift from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. You're a nurse. And so then you tried to stay up for another 5 or 6 hours after you got home.
Mm-hmm.
And you're the kind of person that needs, like, I jokingly say this, but it's also mostly true, 16 hours of sleep minimum. And so you were very just exhausted going into this play date. And you kind of, like, communication kind of broke down a little bit.
Yeah.
As well as you didn't film the video. It was kind of like you had forgotten about me, but unintentionally forgotten about me and like, my needs. And that's just the way that it came across. That's the way it felt. So you've already apologized. It's okay. But because we've learned from it.
Yes.
And so we've set another boundary, another lesson that we've learned is don't play when exhausted.
Yeah.
And to some degree, we should also probably expand that to don't play when too drunk.
Yeah. I mean, that's a given now.
Yeah.
I think that I learned that one from Destiny and Daniel when we fucked them because I was fucking lit out of my mind.
Yeah. Luckily, we didn't have to pay to replace their carpet. So that's the majority of the lessons that we've learned, but we also want to talk to you about something really fun. That is another thing that we've learned. We ended up going to, I don't know if it's like a poly or nudist or swinger or BDSM pool party, but everybody was naked. It was great. And we had a lot of fun. We've learned that we enjoy that. And it took a little bit for me to get my clothes off, but all it took for you was a massage.
But then I put my clothes back on.
Okay. You did, but you said you could have kept them off if we weren't going.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we went to a pool party that Adam's friends invited us to. They were a couple that Adam met on ThreeFun.
Mm-hmm. And they are listeners, so shout out to you guys. We're not going to use your names because we haven't asked you yet, so we're going to call you H for her and J for him.
Okay. Yeah, so Adam met them, had drinks with them. he thought they were cool.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And then, like, they invited us to this pool party, and he asked me, because, like, at first I was a little bit hesitant. I was like, I don't know, but, like, in the back of my mind, I was like, yeah, let's probably do this. Like,
I was also.
A new couple experience we can go through together. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of excited, too.
I was also hesitant because it was on Sunday, which is going to be, like, our one full day together throughout the week. Because you work a lot because you're saving up to take your sister on a fun trip for her graduation. So, so we don't get a lot of time throughout the week anymore.
Yeah.
And so this is going to be like our one day together. And I'm like, okay, I kind of want to save that for us, but if you're down, I'm down.
Yeah.
We'll go together.
Yeah. And it was a great experience for us together to go through. And
yeah.
I thought it was really great. So.
Ended up seeing the girl that. You got jealous of.
Yeah, ended up seeing her, but she was so sweet.
Yeah.
I definitely want to have, like a double date with her, because she seemed like a great person. So does her fiancé.
Mm-hmm.
He seems like a good person.
He seems like a funny guy, too, which I like that in general.
Yeah, so we saw them. Adam felt a little bit more comfortable because he knew another person.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the host and hostess were, like, amazing people. Like, the host is like a lecturer. He talks about polyamorous relationships
and super fucking knowledgeable, and like not just in the sexual lifestyles
In life in general.
Like, I mean, he's probably in his 70s and he is a full stack programmer. He can build websites, he does like computer program software, you know, and he has just a bunch
of knowledge to give.
Yeah.
Like, he's even learning massage, and he was teaching me how to massage Adam and vice versa. It was great. Like,
and great it people. Wasn't just you giving me a massage, and it wasn't just him giving me a massage.
Yeah.
It was also H.
Yeah.
Which, anytime you have two very attractive females giving you a massage in the nude, it's amazing. Let me tell you. It was definitely the best massage I've ever had.
Yeah.
At that point.
Oh my god.
So, and Kelly also got a full massage from me and another gentleman.
Yes.
Named Jay. Well,
Jay.
Yeah. I don't know why I was gonna make it sound like he wasn't part of our group.
Yeah. So the couple that invited us, the girl, her name's H, and she felt she made me feel like completely comfortable because she was always checking in with us, making sure we were okay. Very, very sweet woman.
Yeah, H and J just, I feel like they went out of their way to make sure that we were very, very comfortable.
Yeah, and I love that.
Yeah, and I don't think we ever got uncomfortable except for that one time where that lady was a little too intoxicated and was kind of asking us deeper questions and
about our relationship.
It was more interrogative, I feel like.
Yeah, more interrogative and, like, accusatory because we were so young and in the setting. Like,
yeah.
I know we're young, but, like,
We weren't the only young couple there.
Yeah.
And not that there's anything wrong with that, but it's just kind of like, it just made us uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And so we kind of got out of that situation. But other than that, we never felt uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It just took me a little bit to get my clothes off and go skinny dipping, which I must say, I could be a nudist anyway. But I think why it took so long for me to get my clothes off and get in the pool was because I knew that you were going to kind of be uncomfortable with doing that yourself. And so I didn't want you to feel pressured into it.
Yeah. Which, I'm working on it. Girls have body issues. I have a lot of body issues. So, I'm working on it. Okay.
And you is, tú eres muy hermosa.
Yes. Okay. But yeah, we had fun. If you definitely get the chance to, definitely go to a naked pool party.
Yes. And hopefully next time you'll take your clothes off. Selfishly speaking, of course. So that's the rest of what we have to catch you up on, and pass on to you for now. There'll be more hopefully soon. It's kind of hard to sit down together and record something because of, again, your work schedule. You work nights, I work days.
His love language is quality time, so I try to spend as much time with him as possible.
You spoiled me this weekend. And I kind of spoiled you a little bit. Well, you bought a bicycle.
Oh, yeah, he bought me a bike, guys.
Well, I bought you the stuff to go with it. You bought the bike coming out of our savings account.
He's a cyclist, and
get it? I'm a bicyclist.
And now we're going to be bicyclists together.
Thank you.
All right, guys. It was great talking to you. We will talk to you soon.
Yes, and again, our social media is TNR Podcasts. That's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And email is to be determined because we never remember, apparently. So, in the words of my future father-in-law, hasta luego, amigos.
Bye.